Oh, this will be the final shiur. Although it could be learned as a separate shiur. We've been talking about tefillah by kivrei tzaddikim, but it's impossible, and it would be wrong to continue on with this inyan without at least talking a little bit about one of the most controversial subjects in halacha, which is kahanim visiting kivrei tzaddikim. Kahanim visiting kivrei tzaddikim. Here's another major example of where we find some apparent conflict between halacha and Kabbalah. There are many, many sugyas like that. Many. And here's an example we see also. We're going to move very quickly. As I said, I really have to leave within like 45 minutes or so. The parasha begins in Chumash and Parashas Emor. Everybody knows the pasuk in Chumash and Parashas Emor begins with the Torah telling us those family members to whom a Kohen is allowed to be Mitami himself, those family members to whom he is allowed to be Mitami himself. And when you look in Chumash, it's also to a Kohen to be Mitami himself to anybody other than these relatives. That's it. He cannot become Tame. He cannot be in any way, directly or indirectly, in contact with a mace. The Rambam, of course, brings us lahalacha in Hilchas Ovel, Paragim Halach Aleph, is the first item on the page you have in front of you. Kol Kohen Shenit Milameis, any Kohen that becomes Tami to a Meis, Chus Mishisha Meisam HaMefarashim HaTorah, with the exception of the six that are clearly taught to us in the Torah, or Ishto, or his wife, Be'edim V'Hasra, if this takes place, if a Kohen goes ahead and defiles himself, is matami himself, and there are Edom, and there's Hasra, there was a warning, there's Edom, Hariz Eloika, he gets Malkus, he gets lashes, Shenemar Lenefesh, Le'yitama Ba'amav, Vechat HaNogeh B'meis, and whether he actually touches the mace, or Hamahil, or he enters into the same Ohel domain of the mace, however that's determined in Halacha, or HaNosei, or to carry the mace, the mace himself, or the tumas that come out from the body of the mace. Shnemar lenefer leitam abamuv ukvar pirashnul behilchas tumas mace called dvarim hamatamim and hamace when the Torah midivrei. The Rambam already explained the tumas mace, the rice and rabbanon, the blood that comes out from the mace, and so on and so forth. Without going into the pratim, that's not important for now. Now, we have Torah Shebaal Peh. This is the Torah Shebaal Sav. The Torah Shebaal Peh, the Mishnah in Nazir, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Aleph in Nazir tells us that there's the Yotzim HaKlal. I'm just going to go with some very obvious and simple things that you all know. But the Mishnah in Nazir tells us that there's a Yotzim HaKlal to this din, to this Isser of a Kohen being the Tami himself. And that, of course, is a Meis Mitzvah. A Meis Mitzvah means that if a mace is found and there's nobody to take care of this mace, so then the Mishnah tells us that even a Kohen Gadol and a Nazir, who normally are not even allowed to be Metame to their Kroivim, to their relatives, a Kohen Gadol and a Nazir are not allowed to be Metame to their Mishpacha, that even these individuals are Metamim L'meis Mitzvah, and they're Misasek in the Kvura, they take care and they're involved in the Kvura of a person whom there's no one to take care of this mace, that even the Nazir and Kohen Gadol are Isaac in that. And we have another Yetzim Naklal, and this is where our sugi begins. A Nasi Shemes, the prince of Am Yisrael, a Nasi, who dies, the din is that if a Nasi dies, the individual is considered to be Api Alocha in that category of a Nasi, from Lo Yosef Shem Yehuda from Malchus Beis David. If a Nasi is Nifter, then the halacha is also that there the Kohen is Matam L'meis. The Rambam passes this la halacha. It's also in the third parak, halacha Yud, look in front of you. Nasi Shemeis, if the Nasi dies, Hakol Matam L'meis, Afil Kahan. Everybody is Matam themselves, even if there are others to take care of him. Obviously, there are going to be thousands of people to take care of the Nasi. But there's a mitzvah that everybody's metame himself, the Kahanim also, and participate in this Levaya. Asa'uhu kemeis mitzvah lakol. Halacha has made the Nasi ke'ilu he's a meis mitzvah for the entire Jewish people. B'nei shakol chayov mechvayda. Since everybody is chayiv in the covet of the Nasi, v'chein hakol oinin alav, and also all of Am Yisrael becomes an onein. We're not going into that now. There's a certain madrega of avelis that all of Klal Yisrael experiences when the Nasi or the Melech is nifta. The makor of this halacha is found in the Bavli and the Yerushalmi. The Gemara is in Psachim Daf Ayin Omid Beis. That sugya is very unclear. The Gemara in Ksubis on Daf Kuv Gimel tells us an astonishing thing. We'll come to that. We'll come to Tosis in a minute. There, the Gemara Kuv Gimel Omid Beis in Ksubis tells us, Amar Reb Chi, you don't have it in front of you. Oysayim Shemais Rebbe, Botla Kedusha. That on the day that Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi was Nifter, Botla Kedusha. Now the question is, what does it mean? Kedusha was nullified. Botla Kedusha. What does it mean, Botla Kedusha? Now the simple pshat in the Bavli, that Kedusha was nullified, it means that when Rabbeinu HaKadosh, when Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi was Nifter, the Mida of Kedusha, of true Kedusha, the highest level of holiness that a Jew can reach, that midah of Kedusha, I guess of Yosef HaTzadik of Kedusha, that midah was batal. It's not referring to anything halachic, it's referring to something in the midas of Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi, and the reason that that's the simple pshat is because the Gemara Lamaisa at the end of Saita tells us, Mishemes Rebbe batla anova v'yira. That Rabbeinu HaKadosh, when he was nifter, another humility, true humility, disappeared from the world. True Yiras Hashem was gone. So the understanding of this simple pshat in the Bavli is that just like the Gemara Sota tells us that Anova and Yira disappeared, whatever that means, when Rabbeinu Yehuda HaNasi was nifter, so too Kedusha was batla. This midah of Kedusha was batla. That's the Bavli. But the Yerushalmi is unbelievable. The Yerushalmi in Brochus and the Yerushalmi in Nozer, there the Gemara is beferish. The Gemara asks, says the following, Mahu shiyitame kohen l'chvod hanasi. Mahu shiyitame kohen l'chvod hanasi. Is it allowed for a kohen to be metame himself l'chvod hanasi because of covid of the nasi? And there the Yerushalmi brings the actual hayra that on the day of the death of Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi, Kadamach Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya, that the Yerushalmi says that when Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi was nifter, Achriz Rabbi Yanai V'Omar Ein Kuhuna Hayom. That when Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi was nifter, a proclamation was made in the Beis HaMedrash, Ein Kuhuna Hayom. Ein Kuhuna Hayom means, not that they don't duchen, Ein Kuhuna Hayom means that the Kahanim, everybody is matama themselves to the Nasi. Therefore, according to the Yerushalmi, this statement that we find in the Bavli of Batla Kedusha has halachic ramifications. It doesn't just mean something esoteric was lost. It means Batla Kedusha, that the normal restrictions of Kedusha, that a Kohen is Kaddish and he's not allowed to be matami himself to a mace, that those normal restrictions are rescinded for the time being, for the kvura, for the levaya of the Nasi, of Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi. And that's what the Yerushalmi means. Achriz Rabbi Yanai from Ein Kuhuna Kayayin. And the Gemara brings there that when the grandson of Rabbi was Nifter, Rabbi Yehuda Nisiya was also a Nasi. When Rabbi Yehuda Nisiya was Nifter, the Yerushalmi says that Rabbi Zeira, who was a Kayayin, did not want to go to the Levaya. Rabbi Zeir did not want to go to the Levaya. He's a Kohen. And the Gemara tells us that Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba pushed him. He pushed him and he physically forced him to go near the Mace, to be there at the Levaya. And not only that, but the Yerushalmi says that when Nehoroi, who was the sister of Rabbi Yehuda Nasi, the sister of the Nasi, that when she passed away, the Gemara says that Rabbi Chanina asked Rabbi Mana, this Rabbi Mana was a Kohen, he asked Rabbi Mana to come to be Metame, to participate in the Levaya of Rabbi Yehuda Nasi's sister, and Rabbi Mana did not want to. He said that a woman, even when a woman's alive, she's in Nida, and she's in Nida, the husband is not allowed to be Metame. Lachas kama v'kama, why should I go and be Metame myself to a woman, to the sister of the Nasi? I should go be Metame myself. So the Gemara's response to that was, Rabbi Nosse says that in Yerushalmi, the Misasin also is on Kemes Mitzvah. The family of the Nasi, the Misasin, that the sister of Rabbi Yehuda Nasi passed away, and Halacha has made her into a Mes Mitzvah. Kilu, she's a Mes Mitzvah, and you, even though you're a Kohen, there's a Mitzvah for you to be Metame, to go and to be involved in the Levaya. This is the Yerushalmi. Now, despite the fact that none of this is clearly laid out in the Bavli, it's safe to say that most of the Rishonim understand the Bavli in light of the Yerushalmi and learn that this is Pshat in Halacha, as we just saw the Rambam, that the Rambam paskins that a Kohen is Metame to the Nasi. So it seems that Halacha has, for the most part, Halacha has given it a stamp of approval on this interpretation of the Yerushalmi that tells us that when a Nasi is Nifter, the Kahanim are Metame to the Nasi. Now, take a look at Tosfos. It's the third piece over here on the page. Oysa Hayom Shemesh Rebbe Botla Kedush. It's there in the Bavli, of course, in Ksubas Kuv Gimel Amud Beis. Shoyukoyrin Oysa Rabbeinu HaKadosh V'hoda Tanya Bishili Soita Mishemesh Rebbe Botla Anove V'yira. It says at the end of Soita that when Rebbe died, Anov and Yira were nullified, that we lost humility and fear of God. Over here it says Batla Kedusha. Yesh Leimer, Kedusha Bechlal, the Kedusha is also included in Anov and Yira. But now what's important for us is this. La'arav Rebbe Chaim Kohen Hoya Oymer. Rebbe Chaim Kohen, who was of course a Kohen, said, Ilmole hayisi kishenifter Rabbeinu Tam. If I would have been present at the time that Rabbeinu Tam, Rashi's grandson, if I would have been present at the time that Rabbeinu Tam was nifter, hayisi metamelei. If Chaim Cohen says I would have participated in his levaya, I would have been metame myself to Rabbeinu Tam. Dai botla kedusha. Because it says Botla Kedusha, the Kamar Hacha, Hainu Kedushas Kahuna. So Rabbi Chaim Cohen interprets the Bavli, the Gemara in Ksubas, that when the Gemara in Ksubas says Botla Kedusha, it doesn't just mean the Mida of Kedusha, it means Botla Kedushas Kahuna. Kedushas Kahuna. So he learns Pshat in the Bavli, the way that the Yerushalmi understands, that in fact, a Kohen is allowed to be Metame to somebody other than a regular Meis Mitzvah. What's the Chiddush, however, here of Rabbi Chaim Kohen? Chaver, was Rabbeinu Tam a Kohen? No. Not a Kohen. Was Rabbeinu Tam a Nasi? No, Rabbeinu Tam was not a Nasi. Rabbeinu Tam was the Gadol Hador. The undisputed Gadol Hador is Rabbeinu Tam. So the Chiddush here is that Rabbeinu Chaim Kohen, the Kohen, it seems to be extending this halacha. He understood this halacha that not only is a Kohen allowed to be metami himself to the Nasi, but the Nasi doesn't mean only the Nasi. According to this, the Nasi includes, this din of Nasi includes the Gadol Hador, or it could be a huge Talmud Chacham of the Gadol Hador. And this is supported, by the way, of another statement that we find in the Bavli itself, that the Gemara tells us that when Rabbi Chiya was Nifter, Rabbi Chiya was not the Nasi. That when Rabbi Chiya was Nifter, there was a Havamina. Again, it's not clear what the Maskan is, but there was a Havamina that the Kahanim should be Metamin themselves to Rabbi Chiya, even though Rabbi Chiya was not a Nasi. He was, again, one of the Gedolei Hador, or the Gadol Hador. But he wasn't the Nasi. the Ritva that you have in front of you brings together, the third item on the page, the Ritva joins together the Bavli and the Yerushalmi. He learns Pshat in the Bavli according to the Yerushalmi, where it's underlined, and it says, V'hanasi kvayd lakach, klaymer, sh'odom choshuv b'yoser, kigon hanasi. You hear how the Ritva learns? There's the Ritva and Megillah on Gimel Amud Aleph. Gimel Amud Beis. That what? The Ritva learns that the Nasi doesn't mean Davka the Nasi. It means the Chayoyse by Adam Godel. It doesn't only mean the Nasi. It means a coin can be metamer himself to an Adam Godel. She'en lo Shia b'kvur. U'chvoid l'akol Adam shi'etam l'akol. There's no Shia. It's the covered of an Adam Godel that everybody should be metamer themselves and participate in the Levaya. Kevin du tzarach lakach kevin oisa bekahanim v'chol adam v'lo yoyd shetiv etzel nasi v'chayyotze bay shafilu yesh loy kevin the kevin be'ir, even if there are plenty of people to take care of the adam gadol, there are plenty of people to be at the levaya. Hetiru shiyatam lo hakol, the Ritva says that it is mutter for everybody to be metama themselves to the adam gadol she'ein kovid Anosi b'yarshu makroivin le'levad ela b'chol adam, because the kovod of the nasi is not only with his mishpacha, the kovod of the nasi is all of Klal Yisrael, and therefore all of Klal Yisrael, including kahanim, are able to be metama themselves not only to the nasi, but the Ritva also understood, like Reb Chaim Cohen, that it includes an adam choshev and adam gadol. That could even be more than Reb Chaim Cohen, because again, it was clear and it was, that Rabbeinu Tam was the Gadol Hador. The Ritva says an Adam Choshev. This view of the Ritva is found also in the Ramban and other Rishonim. On the other hand, if we look further on in Tosis, the middle of the page, the Tosis that we were learning before, so first Tosfos says, after we were up to V'chein Muchach min dekamar Oisa Hayoyim, Mashma Oisa Hayoyim Davke V'sulay. We'll see that in a few minutes, that it was only that day and not after that day. U'behed Ya'amru B'Yerushalmi Seches Brachos B'Perish Mishemesa D'Chishemes Rebbe Amru Ein Kuhun Hayoyim. Fine. Then Tosfos says, V'ein Nira L'Rebbe K'meduma L'Rebbe D'Hosa Mayri B'Tumas Beis HaPros D'Rabbanon Abotuma D'Raisa Loi. Tosfos in the end rejects this view of Rabbi Chaim Cohen altogether. Tosfos says that the only heter that Chazal are talking about, the only heter they're talking about, is not the mace itself, and it's not an actual cemetery where there are vadai maceim there, but rather a tumah d'rabbanan, beis hapros is a tumah d'rabbanan, without going into all the details of beis hapros, but a field where there were known to have once been maceim, it was plowed, could be the maceim, the earth was turned up and it's been plowed, whatever it is, it's not a tumah d'raisa. But as far as the tumah d'raisa, there'd be mamish mace. If there's mamish ameis, a kohen cannot be metamei himself to mamish ameis. Not a nasi, not a gadol hador. It's talking about a tumah midirabbanim. That's the view of Tosfos, and many Rishonim support this. The Ravia, the Mistapek, this whole din of an adam gadol and so on. And we learn the Rambam. The Rambam holds that the halacha is, as far as the nasi is concerned, the nasi can be metami himself to tuma. Pashtus is tuma deraisa, the nasi. But the idea of expanding that din and going to the adam gadol or to the Talmud Chacham, that the Rambam seems to have utterly rejected. The Tur does not accept such a thing. The Shulchan Aruch does not accept such a thing. So in the Rambam, Tur and Shulchan Aruch, the only thing that is acceptable is to be mitame, for the kohen to be mitame himself, even the Tumah Deraisa, to the Nasi, just to a Nasi, but not to an Adam Choshev, not to an Adam Gadol. Rabbi Chaim Cohen's interpretation of this is rejected by most Rishonim and is not accepted in Halacha. Yeah.
What's the reason for it being the batel for nasi, even saying what's the What's the reason?
Because the asu kemeis mitzvah, that the covet of Am Yisrael, the covet of Am Yisrael, including the Kohanim, all members of Klal Yisrael, is to show recognition and respect to the Nasi that was Nifta. And with that, there are many who are wondering whether or not this Makar is strong enough. How do we explain it by Tumah Deraisa? How do you explain it by Tumah Deraisa, which is a preferish of Pasuk and Chumash? The Chumash doesn't say anything about a Nasi. So it's a very big question, Halacha, this whole thing. But Afal Pichein, the Rambam passes the Halacha, that a Nasi is Kemeis Mitzvah, and we have a Kabbalah in Teresh Mo'ped that the Nasi is a Meis Mitzvah. Now, Reb Shlomo Kluger, in his Shuvas, Tuv Tam V'Das, and the Chidah and others, learn Pshat over here, which is really alluded to in the line that we just read in Tosfos, that even those who hold that a Kohen is allowed to retire himself to an Adam Gadol, not just to a Nasi, Reb Shlomo Kluger says, based upon the line that we read just in Tosfos, that it's only talking about at the Levaya, at the funeral, on the day that the Nasi was Nifter, or the day that the Adam Choshuv was Nifter, B'Shas Misaso. It's not talking about going to the cemetery and visiting his kever, that a Kohen would be allowed to go to visit the cemetery. It's talking only about the Misad and the Kavura. That Rabbi Chaim Cohen, that when Rabbi Chaim Cohen says that he would have gone to Rabbeinu Tam, it doesn't mean he would go to the grave to visit Rabbeinu Tam's kever. It means he would have participated in Rabbeinu Tam's levaya. That Oysa Hayom Sheniftar is Batla Kedusha, the day of the levaya. Kedusha of the Kohanim is somehow suspended. It doesn't mean that that a Kohen can go to the cemetery to visit Tzaddikim in the cemetery. And this is supported by what we find in the Ramban as well. The Ramban brings the Gemara in Bava Basra and Daf Nun Ches with Rabbi Ibn Noah, that he went there by the Maris Machpelah to measure the area of the Kvaris by the Maris Machpelah. And the reason that he was doing that was, according to the Ramban, was to make sure that the Kahana would not go where they were not allowed to go. Now, there are no bigger tzaddikim that we have than the Ovis and the Imahos. So that's classic Kirvei Tzaddikim, the Mosam Achpela. So why would Rabbi Ben Noah be worried about the Kahanim going there? Right? Yeah, the Ovis and the Imahos are buried there. So why would Rabbi Ben Noah have to make a place to make a fence because he didn't want Kahanim to walk over there? So the simple pshat is that even if you hold that the Ovis are not metame, they're the most chashuv people in the world, they're not metame. So the Ramban learns it only means on the day that the others were buried, then the Kahanim would have been allowed to go there. But the reason that Rabbi Ben Noah is making fences is because Kahanim are not allowed to go visit Kivrei Tzaddikim. They're not allowed to go visit Kivrei Tzaddikim, they're only allowed to be involved in the Levaya, according to the more lenient view of Rabbi Chaim Cohen, which is not in the Rambam and Shulchan Aruch. But it's only talking about the day of the Levaya. And let me just finish a little bit more. And the poskim bring the Medrash and Mishlei. The poskim bring the Medrash and Mishlei that when Rabbi Akiva was killed on Kiddush Hashem, the Medrash says that Eliyahu HaNavi came to be metapel. Eliyahu HaNavi came down to this world in the physical goof, which he does from time to time, that Eliyahu HaNavi came to be metapel of Rabbi Akiva. He took care of Rabbi Akiva, of whatever remained of the body of Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva is buried next to the Ramchal in Tveria. He came to be metapel to take care of Rabbi Akiva. Even though, according to at least one strong Masorah that we have in Chazal, Eliyahu HaNavi was a Kohen. If Eliyahu HaNavi is Pinchas, Kanoi Kinesi, the Kakish is maybe Pinchas, and Eliyahu HaNavi means Eliyahu HaNavi is Pinchas. Pinchas is a Kohen, Eliyahu HaNavi is a Kohen. So Eliyahu HaNavi came to be metapel by Rabbi Akiva. So the way that this is explained by the poskim is that on the day that Rabbi Akiva was nifter, Eliyahu HaNavi, the Kohen, came to be metapel to take care of Rabbi Akiva. And this is the explanation that's found in the Minchas Elazar. He has a very important tshuva in the third chelek, Simon Samach Talad. The Minchas Elazar has an important tshuva in this inyan. And he says, Lahalocha, that a Kohen is allowed to be metami to his Rebbe. The Minchas Elazar holds that a Kohen is allowed to be metami to his Rebbe, who is from the Gedolei Hador. That's what the Minchas Elazar says. L'rabbi Gadol Hadar. Every Talmud thinks his Rebbe is the Gadol Hadar. He's laughing with Talmud to his Rebbe. But the Minchas Lazer says, B'yoyim Ptirasa, on the day of his Ptira. And he learns that that really is included in the Psak of the Shulchan Aruch. The Minchas Lazer says an interesting thing. The Shulchan Aruch tells Paskins Lahalacha that what the Kohen is Matami to the Nasi. Minchas Lazer says, we know that the Shulchan Aruch only deals with Halachas that are what in the Nogeya Mizman Hazeh. We don't have any Nasi. There's no such thing as a Nasi anymore for a long time. At the time that the Shulchan Aruch was written, there's no such thing as a Nasi. So the Michael Zolzer learns that when it says Nasi, it doesn't only mean classic Nasi slash a descendant of David HaMelech, who was the official Nasi, like the Reish Galusa in Bavel. But it means also the way in Chabad they call the Rebbes, they call what? The Nasi. Nasi means the Gadol Hadar. So the Minchas Zolzer interprets the Shulchan Aruch when it says that the coins matamit to the Nasi. He learns that it's talking about also one's Rebbe or a Gadol Hador, a coin based upon this Reb Chaim Cohen and the sources that back up Reb Chaim Cohen. But it's only talking about on the actual day of the Ptira. And that's the pshat that he learns in the Shulchan Aruch. Now, Adkan, yeah, Moshe.
Does that mean that just the punishment is suspended, but you still have to go to the mikvah afterwards, or the whole, you just don't become tamei if you go for that day? So what happens? You go.
It becomes
tamei, and you have to go to the
mikvah. That itself is an interesting question. Whether or not it means that it's not mitamei, or he is mitamei, and they have to take care of the tumah. It's a machlok, as we've shown them. Some hold that it means that it's not metame. Others, it's not metame. That the tzaddik, the Gadol Hador, is not metame. Others hold, no. Batla Kedusha only means that the Kedusha Zakuna was suspended, but certainly if he was not tame until now, that's metame. But if you hold on a little bit, we're going to address this in a little while.
The view that you could be metame to a Nasi or Rabbi, etc., that's taking an expansive view of Mace Mitzvah, in that we're kind of redefining the Mitzvah
yes.
being Kavod,
right.
correct?
Right.
Not just that.
Like the Kavod of
Mitzvah definition is
only a person is a body found, but rather the reason that what's the reason that every Jew takes care of Mace Mitzvah, even a Kohen Gadol and a Nazir, because of the Kavod of the Mace. So there's no bigger Kavod of the Mace and of all of Klal Yisrael than being metapel in the Nasi. So it's an expansion, which is a questionable thing to do, to take that step, but it's an expansion of the concept of Meis Mitzvah, and the kilo all of Klal Yisrael is metapel in this situation, which is like a Meis Mitzvah, the covet of a Meis Mitzvah. It's fascinating. Now, until now, we've been talking about in Halacha. I told you here there's an uncomfortable thing going on between Kabbalah and Halacha. So the Zohar Kodesh in Parshas Vayishlach, just a few weeks ago, it says the Mefurish, it says clearly, Tzadikim are not metameh at all. In answer to Moshe's question, the Pshat in the Zohar is that they're not metameh, that the Kohen can go there, and it doesn't have any effect on the Kohen. It doesn't have to go to the mikveh.
But the Kohen can go to the six specific people also for him, right? Right before any of this.
Yeah, except the Kohen Gadol, a regular Kohen.
Right, regular Kohen.
Yeah, the Mishpacha. Lo Yitama. Here it's a Chiddush.
You're saying he's not.
There he's Matame himself.
He's Tamei.
Here the Zohar says that Tzadikim are not Matamim. More. Not Matamim. Listen, that's what the Zohar says. And therefore, the Zohar says that Elyonovi, of course, is Elyonovi is a metapel of Rabbi Akiva. There's not even a question. Now, the Stechemet, who had a murder of Bekiyas in Nigla and in Ister, the Stechemet writes that this is absolutely not the true text of the Zohar. It's a shibush. The Zohar never says such a thing. He says it's absolutely not to be found in the Zohar. And he brings some proofs, and others do as well, that this was surreptitiously smuggled into some of the texts of the Zohar. It is not found in the oldest texts of the Zohar. How that happened and when that happened, he suggests it might have even happened at the time of the Gaonim, the Stechem. He has some proofs of that, but it's not from the original text of the. It's not from the original text of the Zohar Kodesh. Nevertheless, what's fascinating is the Minchas Olzer brings. That we have we have in the records of the life of Ari HaKadosh that the Arizal instructed one of his Talmidim, Mahari HaKohen, to go and to be Mishtater, to go and to daven by the grave of Rabbi Yehuda Bar Eloi, which we still have, the grave of Rabbi Yehuda Bar Eloi. The Arizal told Mahari HaKohen to go and to daven by the grave of Rabbi Yehuda Bar Eloi. Now we know another fascinating historical thing, that right before the Arizal himself was Nifter, he told Mahari HaKohen to quickly leave the room. The same Mahari HaKohen who he instructed to go daven by Rabbi Yehuda Bar Eloi's kever, you know that the Arizal used to say where everybody was buried. So the same Arizal who told Mahari HaKohen his Talmud, go to daven by Rabbi Yehuda Bar Eloi, said that when the Arizal felt that he was about to die, he told Mahari HaKohen, leave, go out of the room. So the way the Minchas Olazo explains that is that because of the Anivus, the Arizal didn't hold himself to be such a tzaddik, for whom Mahari HaKohen could be mitami himself. In other words, I don't fit into the category of an Odom Gadol, that, or a Nasi, an Odom Gadol, that you should be able to be mitami yourself to me. And that's why he told him that he has to leave the room. But in principle, the Minchas Olazo says that it seems that the Arizal does accept the view that is printed in most of the Zohars, that tzaddikim are not metamim. Except the Arizal held that he's not such a tzaddik. But the tzaddikim are not metamim. And we find some remarkable things regarding this whole subject of tumas meis, and whether or not that tuma bechlal has an effect upon the tzaddikim. The Avnei Nezi in Yoredei Tov Samach Vav, he asks a very big question. Everybody's talking about Rabbi Kiva, that Elionovi was Matamish Rabbi Kiva. But we know that when Yosef HaTzadik was, when Yosef HaTzadik's bones were being carried, that his bones were Matamish, the people, they were Matamish, those who took care of him. That's why they couldn't eat the regular Pesach, they had to wait for Pesach Sheni. So you're saying that Rabbi Kiva is a tzaddik, and according to the Zohar and this, that and the Medrash, that Rabbi Kiva is not mitameh because he's a tzaddik, and Yosef HaTzaddik. It's a good question. Yosef HaTzaddik, what about Yosef HaTzaddik? Do we see that the Oren of Yosef HaTzaddik is mitameh? So Rabbi Kiva is not mitameh, and Yosef HaTzaddik is mitameh?
There's a difference between being in the room or carrying the actual urn than being above the ground.
So he's like this, fine. These are all terutzim. That's also a terutz, but that's the easiest way out. That's like in yeshiva, there was always a nafgimina if you want to mekadesh a woman using this svara. Is she mekudeshes, you know? So, okay, but going with the Mahalach that everything was being kept the right way. So the Avnei Nezer says that when a person dies al mitosa, now you explain this is api kapala. When a person dies a natural death, like Yosef HaTzadik, when a person dies a natural death, so then that's metame. That's metame. Because the Zohar HaKadosh says that when it comes time for the person to die, when it's his time to die, then the Malach HaMavis comes with a certain poison in his sword. He comes, and this is the sword of the Malach HaMavis, the tipem of mara, of some bitter thing that's called death. And that filth of that poison is what causes tuma, api Kabbalah. And therefore, that's only when a person is, when it's the day of his death arrives, and he has an appointment with the Malach HaMavis. Rabbeinu Bechai says this at the beginning of Parshas Emor. That the Tumas Meis is because of the Malach HaMavis. Because the Malach HaMavis, according to Chazal, the Malach HaMavis comes with the sword, and it's poison with this tumor, and that's what's Matama the Meis. But the Rabbeinu Bechai says, however, a person who is Meis Ayidei HaShchina, if someone is taken not by the regular day of death with the appointment with the Malach HaMavis, but rather it's Meis Ayidei HaShchina, then there's no tumor. In the Tshuvas of the Saba Kadisha, the great Tzaddik Al-Sandari, who the Minchas Eloz's whole trip to Eretz Yisrael was to try to bring Mashiach by meeting the Saba Kaddish Alefandari, the big tzaddik. So he writes about this also in his Shuvahs. And he makes also, he makes that chiluk as well. And one of the big poskim was Nifter a few years ago, Rabbi Menashe Klein, Zichron Levrache, in his Mishnah Halachas, he makes a chiluk between a tzaddik who is killed al Kiddush Hashem, that if the tzaddik is killed al Kiddush Hashem, like Rabbi Akiva, that's not metame. In other words, the broader way of looking at this is as follows. The broader way of saying is that only when a person, when the tzaddik dies a natural death like Yosef HaTzaddik, even a tzaddik who dies a natural death, that means it's with the Malach HaMavis and there's tumah. If the tzaddik dies a natural death. But if the tzaddik is killed, like Rabbi Akiva, or as Rabbi Menashe Klein says, if a tzaddik, especially if the tzaddik is killed, what? Al Kiddush Hashem. That if a tzaddik is killed al Kiddush Hashem, like Rabbi Akiva, that's not metame. But other tzaddikim, like Yosef HaTzaddik, or even other tzaddikim who were killed, but it wasn't al Kiddush Hashem, so then the halach is that the tzaddikim are metame.
They didn't make that chilek with the Nasi.
No, did not make the chilek with the Nasi.
But the whole idea of coming to the tzaddik from the Nasi, I mean, once they introduced the Nasi, then all of a sudden they opened up the door to the Melech and to
Gadol Hador.
So it doesn't make a chiluk between whether the person died of natural death or non-natural death. So where
right. So the problem is, since mainstream halacha has not accepted, it seems, is not accepting this inyan of Reb Chaim Cohen's heter to be metami to tzaddikim. So then we already find, and yet we see that in Kabbalah, in the Zohar Kodesh and Ari, that there is such an inyan. So that's when we begin to see these kind of chilukim being made, that are chilukim that are being made up in Kabbalah. But in the source, we don't find such a chiluk.
Whenever they bury a tzaddik, why don't they bury him separate? Or why don't they bury all tzaddikim in a specific place? So kahanim. So if you hold from that, then all kahanim go to that place, because there's no tumah in a cemetery for
a tzaddik,
and if you hold.
You're right. So let me continue. You're right. According to this, the poskim, a number of these poskim, you see them in Chazalza, and also the Tshuva from the Sab Kedisha, that they bring down the Gemara Barbasu Daf Yud Zayin. But the Gemara says that there are seven tzaddikim like Sholat Behem Rima, that worms never had any effect over their bodies. Now we have stories of tzaddikim. They say Mother Noam El Melech and other tzaddikim that when Goyim came there to the Noam El Melech, but the Germans Yimashvam came, that they found that his body, they say by the Noam El Melech, not only was the worms didn't eat his body, but that his face was red like it was still warm. By the Noam El Melech. And there are many stories of tzaddikim that the body was not affected by the grave. And the Gemara there says that there are seven. Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Moshe, Aaron, Miriam, Binyamin, and it brings Yesh Oimrim, David HaMelech also. But these tzaddikim, that the rima, loy shalat ben rima, that the grave, the worms, and everything else has no effect upon them. Rabbeinu Gershom writes over there in Bava Basra that when a person dies by means of the Malach HaMavis, by the sword of the Malach HaMavis, then again, that tipas mara, that poison of the Malach HaMavis, is what attracts the worms and causes the body to deteriorate. From there, the mace is masriach, has a stench, and that's what causes the body to deteriorate. Mimela, those who died al pi Hashem, Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, those who died al pi Hashem, that means it was like Rabbeinu Bechai says with the Shekhinah, and it wasn't through the sword of the Malach HaMavis. Mimela, their bodies are not affected by any of this. Tosfos over there, Dov Rabbi Asher asks, Should be by all tzaddikim that they die al pi Hashem. By all tzaddikim should be al pi Hashem. Anyway, we're not going into this. This is a very big subject that's discussed in the Kabbalah's forum, in the Kisvei Ari, the Ben Ish Chai, and a lot of the Mekubalim talk about this inyan on the Pasuk, Af Bisari Yishkoin Lavetach. There's such a thing by Tzaddik, Af Bisari, even my flesh, Yishkoin Lavetach. David HaMelech, according to that, Yesh Eimer, David HaMelech was one of the Tzaddikim over whom the grave would have no effect. David HaMelech says, Af Bisari, even my flesh, Yishkoin Lavetach, can rest in peace, because David HaMelech knew that he was on such a madrega that the worms would not be able to have any effect over his guf. and that he was not going to be killed in such a way by the sword of the Malach HaMavis. And I'm not going into this because it's beyond our understanding, and it's not important for us to go into this right now. The ikur is that the Mekubalim have made a chiluk between based upon the fact that we do see in the Zohar and the Kisvei Ari that tzaddikim are not metamim, that the Mekubalim have struggled to find explanation of the Kabbalah to explain why this is that tzaddikim are not metamim. That's what's important. Why tzaddikim are not metamim, and they're not relying upon, that's Binyamin Benjamin's question, they're not relying upon the sugyas and shas that is a din in the Nasi. They're not relying upon that. They're not relying upon that, and they're going further than that. They're saying, that goes back to what Maisha asked before, not only is it mutter, or is it a mitzvah like a meis mitzvah, which would be metameh, but it's not metameh. The tzaddik's bechlal not metameh. The tzaddik's bechlal not metameh. Now let's come to the conclusion of this lemaisa. In the tshuvas of the Tzitz Eliezer, in the 16th chelik, he says that it's mekubal migdalei hamekubalim, that kever rochel was built in such a way that kahanim are allowed to go in there. Now, the kever rochel now is huge. Even when I first went there, it wasn't anything like it is now. But the kever rochel is much bigger. But for what it was, again, the original area of kever rochel, which didn't have a whole ohel over it, like that was only built really, that was by Moses Montefiore had that built, the ohel. The first ohel was built, until that time Rochel Yemeinu was left, it was in the open. The Mekubalim in Yerushalayim and in Tzfas were very upset that Moshe Montefiore, even though they held him to be an Eilech Yid, he wasn't Eilech Yid, but he had this thing built, because Alpi Kabbalah, Rochel is Amad Dizgalia, is the open and revealed world, and the Mekubalim held that there shouldn't be any building over Rochel Yemeinu. Which is sad now, you have a whole fortress over there. Rochel Yemeinu was originally in the open, that they would pass by, and the children would pass by, and she would cry. It wasn't supposed to be covered. They held that he made a mistake. It wasn't right for him to do that. But they were Mlamas Chusta, because the Arabs were making trouble, and so on. Akalpanim, the Tzitzel says that there's a Kabbalah, the Kahanim can go over there, but that's not a clear Kabbalah, and there are many of the Kabbalah who don't hold like that. Same thing, the Minchas Yitzchak from Yerushalayim brings that there was also a Kabbalah, that the Kever of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai was built in such a way also, that Kahanim can go to Meron, and you know this is even a controversial subject in the last year. 2 years ago what was going on with the roads, and making a new way to go to Meron, and where they are allowed to go to Kahanim, but not allowed to go to Kahanim. Nevertheless, the Minchas Yitzchak says that there was apparently some Kabbalah that it was built in such a way by Rabbi Shimon that Kahanim can go to Rabbi Shimon. But we already know as far back as the Divri Cheskel. Divri Cheskel was the Shiniver, was the son of the Divri Chaim. Rabbi Cheskel Shiniver. That he in his time already heard, it's already 100 years ago, over 100 years ago, Rabbi Cheskel Shiniver heard that there were Kahanim that were going into Rabbi Shimon. And Rabbi Chaska Shunever went crazy that you can't do such a thing. You're not allowed to go in over there. Rabbi Moshe Feinstein Paskin, Rabbi Shlomo Zalman Auerbach Paskin, that you cannot, absolutely not to go into Kever Rochel, absolutely not to go into Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. Rabbi Avadya Yosef, who knew also all the nigla and all the nist on the subject, Rabbi Avadya Yosef also was very, very machmir in Yechaveh Das and in Yabi Omer, that absolutely Kahanim are not allowed to go in there at all. Now, just to bring up at the very end here, there are those who try to be makel based upon a Ravid. The Ravid in his Hasogas and the Rambam and Hilchos Naziris, the Ravid writes a fascinating thing. And many have jumped on this Ravid. The Ravid writes, Hoil v'kahanim b'zman hazeh heim t'mei emesim. The Ravid says that all of our kahanim, all of us are t'mei emes now, because we don't know what, they're emesim all over the place. So the kahanim, the Ravid says, Hoil v'kahanim b'zman hazeh heim t'mei emesim. Since the kahanim of nowadays are what? The Kahanim are Tamei Mesim anyway. All of our Kahanim are anyway Tamei, because they're Mesim all over the place. Yoyser Ein Aleim Chiyuv Tumah. Listen to this. The Mela, the Ravid says, Yoyser Ein Aleim Chiyuv Tumah. There's no longer a Chiyuv or an Isser of Tumah, because the Kahanim anyway are Tamei Mes. Now, based upon this Ravid, there are those who want to be Mlamed Schus, the Sabbath Kaddish Al-Fandari, he's Mlamed Schus on those who are Mekel, on the Kahanim who are Mekel, to go to Kivrei Tzaddikim. that they're medical because with everything else, the Zoyer and the Arizal and everything else, there's also this Ravid, and the Ravid says that anyway the Kahanim nowadays are all Tmei Mesem, so there's no, just let me finish this, there's no Chi of Tumah, so the he's Mlamet Schus, that maybe that's another reason to be medical. Lemaisa, the Noidi Behuda and the Chassam Sofer said that this Ravid is not to be understood, Chas V'Chalila, the Noidi Behuda is very strong, that is not to be understood this way. That's why the Ravid says, Ein Leim Chiyuv Tumah. He says that you're not Chayiv Malkus if a Kohen goes there. It doesn't mean that it's Mutter to be Metameh, that the Kahanim are now permitted to go to cemeteries. What, it's Hutra Ritzur, Kahanim can go to Levayas? The Ravid held the Kahanim can go to any Levayah? Because what, because anybody that Tumah Meis? So maybe there's a whole long explanation to say that 100% is Nisa Deraisa. It's Nisa Deraisa for a Kohen to go to a cemetery. It's Nisa Deraisa for a Kohen to go to Leviathan, time himself. Aye, that they're ready to Meis. And I'll be Moisif Tumah al Tumasai. It's Nisa Deraisa. The only thing the Ravid is saying is Ein Chiyuv Tumah that you're not Chayiv Malkus. Doesn't mean to say that it's Mutter. It's for sure not Mutter. They're very strong about that. Another cooler was Rav Herzog all over Shalom, tried to come up with another kula, based upon the shita of some of the Kadmonim, some of the Rishonim, Harashnam, and others, that say that the Kahanim, our Kahanim nowadays, with the exception of a few families, our Kahanim are not, what? Miuchasim. They're only Suffolk Kahanim. There's some families that they have a Messiah being Vada, the Rappaports are Vada Kahanim, but even nowadays the Kohens and Katz, they're Suffolk Kahanim. So Rav Herzog wants to be Lama Schus, that since it's a Suffolk, there's a Kohen, so he tries to build a Sveik to allow the Kahanim nowadays to go to Kivrei Tzadikim, because it's only a Suffolk, there's a Kohen, and then just Sveik, he builds up according to the other source that we're learning. Nevertheless, the Lamaisa, the Poskim are very much against this. Most Poskim hold that the Kahanim of our days, that the Kahanim have a din of Kahanim Vadai. They don't have a din of Suffolk Kahanim, they have a din of Kahanim Vadai. That doesn't mean to say that every single Kohen is a Vada Kohen, but they have a din, and every single Kohen nowadays who has a Kabbalah in his family, that he's a Kohen, however that Kabbalah and that status is to be determined, it's not for now. But whoever has such a Kabbalah, that we treat them like being Kahanim Vadai. Lemaise, what's the halach with all of this with the Kahanim by Kivrei Tzadikim? The truth should be told that there are a number of Sfaradish Gedolim, the Tshuvas Batei Kahuna and others, in the Tshuvas Batei Kahuna it says Shekach Niglu L'Doros HaRishonim Misoid HaShem L'Yireyev. The Batei Kahuna, he writes that it was revealed to Tzadikim Soid HaShem, who knew the secrets of HaShem Al-Pi Kabbalah, that Kahanim can go to Kivrei Tzadikim, and it's brought down also from Rabbi Avraham HaKohen from Salonika, that he saw that the minig of Bnei Eretz Yisrael, he lived in Eretz Yisrael at the end of his life, and he saw that the minig of Eretz Yisrael was that the Kahanim go to Kivrei HaTzadikim HaMifur Samim. Otherwise, everybody says this is a tzaddik. I don't mean Kivrei HaTzadikim HaMifur Samim, but he said that in Eretz Yisrael they went to Kivrei Tzadikim. Now, the Saba Kaddish Alfandari writes at the end, Min ha-kadmoy min kama doyreis ha-kahanim ha-ashkenazim va-asvardim she-nogu li-ikonis le-Kivrei Tzadikim v'lo michu behem. He says the Saba Kaddish, and he was very old, he was over 100, they say he was 110 when he was Nifter, which was back in like 1934, 1935, something like that, I don't remember exactly. That when he was already over 100, and he said that the Messias is that it's a minhag kadmoy mikama doyros, that Kahanim Ashkenazim and Sfaradim nogu lekanes lekivrei tzadikim, that they had a minhag to go into Kivrei Tzadikim v'lo yimichu behem, and the Gedolim did not stop them. People did not stop them from doing that. V'yesh lehem amashi yismoichu, and they had what to be soimach on. That's why they were not prevented from going in. Achshev v'altasei odif. But he himself says it's better not to do that. Shev v'altasei odif. And since I said nowadays Rav Moshe and Rav Shlomo Zalman and Rabbi Avad Yosef and the close of the Rebbe and his Shuvas, the Reitziv, many, many, many other poskim, the Satmar of all maskim that Bizmanenu, this should not be done at all, and no Kohanim should be going to Gevei Tzadikim, and that's what I've always told the Kohanim who would like to do that. Obviously, it's a big chukka to do such a thing, that they should not, Chalila, they should not go to any, to visit Gevei Tzadikim, but to stand on the outside. And that's a covet of their Kohanim, not to be Matami Chalila. Yeah, my
Shiva. Why, if you want to follow that Malach, why do you have to stop by Tzadikim? Say, well, you can go anywhere.
No, because it's only Simach together with the Kula of Rabbi Chaim, right? Together with that, then we can be Simach because the Shitas Arayvah is not mainstream, is not accepted in mainstream halacha, but maybe together with the other, with the fact that it says Nazoyer and the Kisveri and Rabbi Chaim Kanan Tosfos, that perhaps together with all of that, we could also use this as a Kula, what the Arayvah says, to try to put together a package to be Mekel, or at least to Milamet Schus, which in the end the Chacham Alfandari is Milamet Schus on those Jews, because they were doing it. And he says not just Sfaradim, he says Sfaradim v'Ashkenazim, and he saw with his own eyes that was going on, and they let them do it, they were allowed to go, but he says, but Shev Altase, he's not so strong about it. But Rabbi Avad Yosef and the other poskim, Sfaradish and Ashkenazim nowadays are very, very strong, and it Bechlal should not take place. Yeah, Monty. They don't do that anymore. They have a new thing there, the way they made it with the fences. So they have their poskim that made the, how they figured it out, how to go to the Rebbe's oil. One has to look in to see how that was arranged, but they did that with the instructions of Talmud Chacham. The way that they were doing that with the box, so you see they stopped doing that, because that, you know, Lubavitch has enough aggravation from other people, they don't need that also. So that was like, did not go over well, the little walking magic box didn't go over so well. So now, so they tried to make with the fence over there to arrange that the Kohen should be able to go. And Kohen needs to speak to a posek to ask, you know, they obviously did that with poskim. They did that with poskim. They have big people that they spoke to, and that should be looked into. I never looked into it enough to know exactly the dimensions and how it works over there. I mean, I go there all the time. I just don't know exactly how that was worked out, but it's because, not because of the box, but because of the way the fence was made, and there's a path that goes up that separates the Rebbe from everybody else. I don't know what to make of that, but that's what they're relying on. Unless you have to figure me, I'm sorry. No, my parents are over now, and they're waiting for me for a really long time. I got to get home. That's covered for sure. Okay, it's not a silent.